So it's 5 to midnight on Monday the 26th of October, and I find myself once again in a Tesco car park. This time I'm in Chesterfield, and I'm just about to head back to the barn. I'd gone to the gym and then gone shopping and just sort of got lost in my own little world for a bit. Sat down, I was on Twitter using my mobile phone, then I'm starting to become quite addicted to Posterous, or I think it's called, which is like a blogging service where you email to it, and you can email a video, you can email photos, audio, anything you want really, and then it gets posted to like a blog type site, which I've been using. So I wrote a bit of a blog post, and one of the things I'd like to do is do like a daily blog whilst I'm in Antarctica, but also coincide that with like an audio blog of sorts. And I had thought that I was going to use Audioboo for that, but I've since found out the wireless network, which I didn't really make use of last time I was there, has now been switched off. I'm no longer available, so I won't be able to use my my phone for emails or Audioboo messages, which is an absolute blow, really. I've become so bought into that whole concept of using the iPhone that I'd even considered not taking my laptop down with me. But now it's an absolute must for me to take my laptop. I'm going to have to use that for use it over the network with an Ethernet connection. So that I can still use Posterous, I think, for emails, use the webmail for that. But as far as Audioboo is concerned, there is no web service for Audioboo. It is purely using the iPhone app. So I'm going to have to find some other means of doing an audio blog. Which brings me back to the idea of a podcast. And one of the things I considered doing was actually recording these little sound bites, these 5-minute messages, using the phone voice recorder, which I can use. I can record 5-minute things, then taking the MP3s from the phone, putting them into some sort of like weekly podcast, and then posting that. A no frills sort of thing, nothing fancy, just sort of 6 or 7 daily updates, all brought into one weekly update and then fired out, which I think is what I'm gonna do, to be honest. And do it like as an audio diary. Probably be really boring, but it'd be the best thing I can actually do, considering everything. But at the moment I'm just mulling over a name for it and what I should actually call it. And I really like the idea of it being transferable, i.e. not just about Antarctica. Something that I can bring back with me and use here in the UK or wherever my travels take me. And one of the things I also want to do is tie it in with the Runcast site. So it's like an audio version of like the video Runcast that I normally do. So yeah, it's coming up with an idea to pull that all together. I had sort of thought Runcast 101, but I don't know, I'm not too sure about that. It's not very Antarctic. Runcasting from Wonderland was one idea. Or Philip and Runderland, I thought would be a nice pun, play on words. And then the other thing I'd like is Terra Incognita, which is Latin for land unknown, playing on the Wonderland sort of concept. But I don't know, I'll have to give it a little bit more thought and get back to you on that one. So I'm gonna shoot off and finish this blog post. So I'll catch you later. Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, that's the blog post which I alluded to on Posterous, which I've been writing in this car park for the last half hour, 45 minutes, which I never actually got around to mentioning earlier. Just realised because I just re-listened to what I was about to post, and so I've just tagged this last little bit on just to make that bit clear. Okay, bye-bye.